ليش لين اكسبلين ليش فرز بخيم لزم شمس عاي ميش هند ليو رفك بس ميش ازرائيل سو مناخ مر ميش شبيس خش فرش ليم فخيم ميش يشيا بن مالكو مريم برخه بس فر مالكو مات يتخيم فين دينا and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simen Shin Aleph, we're up to Sif Yud Beis. We've previously discussed this concept of going out with a needle stuck in your clothes. Now, if you recall, when we discussed it back then, it was a discussion of somebody who's not a tailor. And there we had this question between a needle that did have a hole where the thread can be threaded through, a needle that did not have a hole. Now we're going to switch over to somebody who's an uman, somebody who is a tailor, or other kind of professions. Lo yetzei chayit, the seamstress, the tailor, should not go out on Shabbos in the Rishus HaRabim, but ma'achet hatchuv v'loy b'bigdoy with a needle that's stuck into his clothes. We'll see why when we get to Mishnah Berurah. V'loy nagar, the carpenter, b'kesem shabaznoy, splinter in or a toothpick in his is stuck behind his ear. V'loy sayrik b'meshicha shebetzavarei, I think a sayrik is a weaver. V'im yatza, but if you did go out that way, you would be putter. So remember, putter means putter aval aser. You're not allowed to do it. Let's see why these doesn't really make a difference. What the exact umnesin over here, but what's the reason why? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Memvav, v'maychet atchuva. Kol elu, all these cases, heim shenoisnim b'nei hu umanis l'simim me'ezu umnesim. Why would they stick the needle into their clothes? Why would they stick a piece of wood behind the ear? Is to tell people what they do. But say some l'shuk k'day she'yakirim, people should know, right? So it's a good sales pitch that, you know, some people would argue mortgage brokers should walk around with the dollar sign gold chain, you know, so to show what kind of business that you're in, and then it's marketing. V'im yatza patur. Okay, now if you did go out, you putter. Why you putter? You're doing it for a reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the ain derech hatzar b'kach el b'yaday. The normal way he would go out during the week would be to hold it in his hand. Dafilo uman, even a craftsman, dafke kashu reitzel ahachres alatz mishu uman, as might b'kach, only because he wants to make an announcement that this is what I do, and that's why he's doing it. Avaloi b'shar pramim, it's not considered a usual way for him to go out. That's what the Mechaber is saying. And since it's unusual, it only becomes usser, but you still putter from a chatas if you do it that way. Again, it's always going to boil down to lemaisa, what's the normal minig? If it's a normal thing to walk out that way, then the halacha would change. Remember, we alluded to this when we started today. In Sivches, he said, and you have a needle that has a hole in it. You are chayiv midaraisa. Shameiru shetchuva bebeged b'makam shederech litchiv by b'chayil leprakim. So over there, we're talking about that the needle is stuck in a spot in your beged that you would do that normally during the week. Uvchan meiru. What's different over here? Shetchuva b'makam she'ein derech hatzayil legamer b'kach. That it's not usual. He's just putting it in a funny place, so people should know what he does for a living. But be'etzem, it's not a usual way. Rakla umen k'sheretz laharis, she'uman, only because he wants to, this is his advertisement. L'chein lo mikri derech atzari pata filo uman. Your pata, k'remeya desviru le'hacha b'gemara, this goes according to Shita Remeya, that holds that when they're doing this, and it's unusual, generally unusual, because normally they would carry it out in a different way, you would not be chayiv. Ubebiyah hagro la'el b'simen reish nun beis b'sayfei pasik da'alochek Reb Yehuda du'uman chayiv. Reb Yehuda holds that since sometimes an uman does this, and sometimes an uman wants to advertise, he says it's not considered unusual. Since occasionally they do that during the week, it's considered usual. Once it's the usual way of carrying, now it becomes a deraisa, and you are chayiv achatas if you did it b'shagik. V'ayim b'sayfechem et moishu mitzadeh degam das harif v'arosh matin kain, that they seem to agree with the Bir Hagra that you should not be doing this. Says either way you're not allowed to do it. The question is, if somebody did it, were they over their rice or were they over their abundant? But either way you're not allowed to do it. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel, lo yetze hazov So this is sometimes Zav is somebody who's Tame, and the reason they became Tame because they're having a bodily fluid come out of their body. So they would sometimes put on a bag in order that it should catch the stuff that's coming out, and it shouldn't make your clothes dirty. V'chein isha nida shekasheres beged lefaneha, that the woman, when she was going during her period, she would tie a beged in front of her, so she shouldn't get dirty with the dam nida. Asur, we'll see in a moment, it's different. Asur, imloi yehi sinor asui ke'en malbush, unless it's made ke'en malbush. So let's pause for a second over here. Let's see what Shmuel says of the derech haTzayil ish zem b'chol. That's a normal way of carrying. But afu b'kein loy mikri zem b'shem malbush. It's not considered a malbush. The soi rak latzilei mitinov. The only reason it's made is to save from tinov. Remember we said, right, that if I put on a piece of beged, I take a non-malbush. And I put it over my head. The sole purpose is to protect my clothes. It's not there to protect me. That is considered haitzah. If it's there to protect me as well, it's not considered haitzah way. So the way this bag was worn, it was purely to protect your clothes from getting dirty. And it's not a malbish. And since it was a normal way to go out during the week, you cannot do it that way. Because the woman should not go out. I'm sorry, this is the Zav. The guy goes ahead and he would tie a handkerchief to the string of his hat so that he can wipe his eyes with it. It's also asa. Once again, it's not made there. It's not a malbish. It's just a way for you to carry your handkerchief. So then we said that the woman is not allowed to unless it's made like a malbush. What does that mean, make like a malbush? It goes from the front to the back. It's like pants without legs. The cave and the derech malbush. Once it's a derech malbush, it's mutta. As we'll see in Sif Yudalek. It's only in front or in back. It's tied on with a string. It's not a considered a malbish, and it is usser. So this solves a lot of the problems, right? Because you have adult diapers and things like that, or even things that the women wear to protect themselves from getting dirty. They do go from the back to the front, and it becomes more like a malbush, and therefore it's a different, and they're able to do that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah a little vaita. I'm sorry, not the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber. What happens? Remember, we explained that the whole problem over here is that it's only latzuleitinov. It's only to protect your clothes from getting dirty. However, if it bothers her or him with the fact that he's going to get that, then not because it's going to get the clothes dirty, but because it's uncomfortable not to have something that will absorb whatever's coming out of the body, then it is mutter, because now it's no longer just latzuleitinov, if it's no longer just to save your clothes from being dirty, and therefore mutter latzispa, you're allowed to. Let's see, Mishabur, Shalay Yichav, Hainish, Shalay Yipal, Abasara, it's going to go onto her body and dry up. Alev, and Nimtzametzara, that's very uncomfortable. Lekach mutter, the cave in Shekavanta, Bashil Tsar, your reason is no longer to save your clothes. Your reason is filling it cellos, like a days of Gamke, even though your main reason is to protect your body, you shouldn't be uncomfortable. If agav orcha, it also goes ahead and protects your clothes, that's fine. Derech malbushi, kashar malbushim shemesin lagonis haguf umuta. It is muta. There's a machlokes amongst the paiskim. Does it make a difference if the woman or the zav is in the beginning or the end? When it's the end, then it's very, very little amount of bodily fluids coming out. then l'chaira, the whole reason is us just becomes latsulei tinuf, because it's no longer really going to make you uncomfortable. Reb Moshe had a problem with it. Reb Shem Zalman Aubach, on the other hand, said that it's still being matzal and guf, and therefore therefore they're allowed to. L'chaira today, the Olam is naik to use these things. You have the same. This is where the building the shiloh of people have to go out. Chas v'shalom, nobody should have it, but you have to go out with a foley bag and things like that, where it's mutta to do it because it's not just latsulei tinuf. It's there to protect your body, to protect your body as well. Let's start with Sif Yud Daled over here. Dover shu derech malbush. Okay, something that is derech malbush. Afila ein aloif she elamishum atzilei tinuf. You're only wearing it to protect yourself, protect your clothes from getting dirty. Mutta lots of says for Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah on this. What does this mean? Right, Shalom. Shalayv shemil lemaylal begadav k'day shalayit tanfu. You put on a raincoat. A raincoat is derech malbush. Okay. There's two reasons we wear a raincoat. One reason is because we don't want to get wet. It's gonna be uncomfortable. So if that's the case, that's why I'm wearing the raincoat. It would be totally mutter. However, what happens if the only reason I'm putting on the raincoat is because I don't want my suit to get wet? Because it's not raining hard enough that it's gonna get me wet. Still, it's derech malbush. Alpha became mutter. It is mutter. Umar shasiyim achekach bahagah. Okay, let's see the God Ramah first. Okay, says Ramah, Ulachain, Lil Baish Beged Lufnair Kishamim, you want to wear a hat on your head. You're allowed to. Mut Ulachain Mutta Lil Baish Beged Nechama Koival Raisha. Okay. So let's just the see the Mish go back into the Mishnah. We're now Masha see Machikach Bago. Beged Nechama Koival, to put on a raincoat or a hat. Heinu. Gamkein, a filish a mice of Lubash Beged Milamilo begot of Rak Neg Shamim, even if you're putting on the raincoat only because of the rain, who built these Eloy, if not for the fact that you don't want your suit to get wet, you would not have worn it. Kigonchu Begedah, Begam Oid Kesak, Vechain, you would never wear this as a Beged. Vechain Koiva, Hainish Aloyvish Milamilo Koiva, Doilau Koivoi. If you put a large hat on top of your regular hat so it shouldn't get dirty, Afal became Shari came and she derech malbish, since it is a derech malbish. Now, this goes into a major discussion with regards to the rain hats, right? So we used to have the plastics that you would put over your hat. Many of the Paiskim held it. You're not allowed to, many of us you knew. Because Be'etzim, end of the day, dear, it's not really derech malbish, right? Dear, it's totally just to cover up your hat and protect it. The whole hetta of the Shaina Mantlich is that it wasn't only covering your hat, it was also covering your body and was also protecting your body from the rain. So once it's doing both things, then it's okay. All right, we'll stop over here. And Amir Tzashem, we will continue next week. All right, today's Thursday. Okay.